Hello friends, my name is Joel, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. Let's talk Spider-Man, specifically Peter Parker. Now, no spoilers here, but I'm assuming if you regularly listen to the Nerd of Godcast Daily Devo, you're probably the type of person who's already paid your $10 to the movie theater and helped raise that box office amount to the staggering $1.7 billion that it's made. But on the off chance that you haven't seen it yet, I'm not going to share anything that's not in the trailer. There is a specific fight scene towards the beginning of the movie that includes Doc Ock and an unmasked Spider-Man. This scene draws emotion like the unmasking of a luchador wrestler as Tom Holland's Spidey suit potentially saves his life, but also reveals his identity. And when Doc sees the face of Spider-Man, he responds with, "You are not Peter Parker." Another identity-defining situation is found in three of the four Gospels. As we read about Jesus being arrested and put on trial, a disciple named Peter, who is not Spider-Man and is also not in any of the movies, gets identified three separate times as someone who has been with Jesus. You know, my entire faith life, I've always focused on the negative side of this story. Peter's continuous denial of being someone who is known to be with Jesus. As I read this account in Mark's gospel recently, though, it hit me different. Maybe this wasn't the worst moment of Peter's life. Maybe it was actually an amazing compliment. You see, three separate times, Peter is identified as someone who is with Jesus. One verse even mentions how they could tell Peter was a disciple by the way that he spoke. And although Peter certainly missed the target that day, he was known because of the way he lived that he was close to Jesus. As believers, it should be our goal every day to be that way. One where our neighbors, our co-workers, our family, and our friends can all accuse us of being close to our Savior. Let's make sure that there is enough evidence to convict us of being followers of the way. Well, that's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come and hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Joel for the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, you may have to play the game, but you don't have to play it alone.